We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Load up on a bus in the parking lot of Central Catholic on Saturday evening with my son, some of my old boys from Central Catholic, Jack Cavalier and his boys, Bob Tutti and his family, and go to Norwin to watch Central Catholic and Lebo play football. Looking forward to it because I like to be around the old fellas and hang with my son and let him see some of that environment. And I promise you this, there will not be foul language. There will not be obscenities directed at anyone at a football game. We were raised differently. I'm not saying Central kids are saints. I'm not saying that Central kids aren't sinners. But I'll tell you right now, some of this madness that's happening at high school hockey games, that young girl who was taunted, suck my blank, and she's a blank, referring to prostitute, at a hockey game that unfortunately received worldwide attention. And then this weekend, this wonderful athlete from Steel Valley, wonderful young man with a promising future. As he's injured in a game, the allegations are disgusting, quite frankly. A new low in America, in our culture, in this environment, where they were being told that players were screaming at him, "I got you now, N-word. We got you, N-word." And then in the stands, fans were being called, according to what we're being told, hillbillies and rednecks and fat and you name it. Man, I tell you, they would have tossed us from school at Central if we did that. Tossed us. Gone. Gone by dawn. And then when I got home, my dad would have kicked my ass. Just the truth, man. Man. I remember my father got kicked out of Central. He was in a fight. This is a true story. Got in the fight. Christian brother broke it up and punched my dad. Had blood all over his shirt. It's a true story. My father got home and told his dad, because he had blood all over his shirt, what happened. His dad punched him again in the top of his head. Old school. Man, the intolerable nature of what's happening in our culture is disgusting. And I want to start out with the sound from this Armstrong football game, hockey game, and this poor girl and what fans were chanting. Listen. And no one punished. No one suspended from school. The players still playing hockey. And some of the fans, the kids were told they can't go to hockey games. Wah. And then this disgusting, vile story of this attack on the Steel Valley athlete and the disgusting nature by which they came after this amazing young man. It hurts, man. His mom joins us. Chantel, good morning. How are you? How are you this morning?
I'm okay.
You got to be a lot of things. And I don't want to speak for you. You got to be angry. You got to be upset. You got to be a lot of things, right?
Yes. I'm more hurt, more than anything. I'm more hurt. Mainly on this, like, the way that my son sits on the couch and watches his old film. That hurts the most, that he can't play in the big games. And I see people saying, oh, you know, it's all about race and this, that, the third. We play with a very diverse team.
That's right.
We have Caucasians. We have blacks. We have Hispanic descent. Or boys or brothers. So it has nothing to do with me trying to pull the race card. Secondly, you know, this injury is so severe because Najee had a promising senior season. This is not the first time one of my children got hurt because I have twin sons. Mm-hmm. My son, Nizir Burke, he sustained a concussion in the Keystone Oaks game. I didn't call it foul play. I understand the game. I didn't call it racist either.
You know, in this situation, he was attacked. And I feel like in this situation, this is his aunt. I'm sorry, my name is Shanice Burke. But.
No, I appreciate you. And I talked to you a few minutes ago. I love your passion and I love what you're saying. Tell our listeners who are just jumping into this, tell them what happened at this game.
So I was at the game, and I wasn't sitting close to any of the fans for the other side. I was at the beginning of our side.
Yeah.
And as I was going to go to my car, there was other Still Valley Island, like, parents and people just to come and support. And they were saying, like, that the way the people were screaming out and saying, like, racial slurs to the – screaming out racial slurs or whatever. The one girl was saying that she wanted to go back and forth with them, but her father was there and she didn't want to disrespect him. But she said, I couldn't believe there was a lady there that I know forever and ever. I've never seen her get out of character, not one time since I was a kid. And that day at that game, she was screaming and yelling. She was so upset at what was going on that she couldn't keep her composure. And I've never seen her in all of my 32 years of living.
Man, what's happened to our culture? We're losing it. What the hell?
It was just, like, we've been to a lot of games, and, you know, with them talking stuff to one another, that comes with the territory. Injuries, sustained injuries come with the territory. Like you said, her son, Nizer, just a couple of games ago had a concussion, and we didn't run around saying, oh, it was racist.
Right.
They did this. They did that. No, it comes with the territory. If Najee would have just gotten hurt, it would have came with the territory. Okay, baby, you got to sit on the couch. You know you got hurt.
Right.
But in this situation, for you to twist his ankle and then for him to lay there and scream in pain and y'all clapping his face saying, N-word, we got you now, it felt like he was targeted.
So that's what happened?
That's what Najee said. He said he was on the ground. In the video, if you look at the video, you can see his brother, like, get a little bit rowdy, calling for the referee to make the call. Also, if you watch the film, another player, Mike Chris. They grabbed his face mask and gouged his eye. You can see Mike get the penalty for pushing him. Then he grabs his eye and falls to his knees. The referees were right. He was right behind the referee, and nobody came to him.
So we're clear. Your son was laying on the ground. They were twisting his ankle and screaming, "We got you now, N-word."
He said that. As he got tackled, the guy was, as one guy chopped him up top, the other guy got him down bottom. As he was falling, the guy was twisting his ankle as they hit the ground. And that's why, and if you pay attention to the video, it takes him a longer time, not Najee. It takes the three tacklers a longer time to get up.
But what were they screaming at him?
We got you, N-word. We got you now.
There's some insanity to this. There's a direct, to me, relationship to our culture and the rage and the anger. And I got to take the side of these moms and this aunt and these young men. Look, you know, let's be very clear. And I want her to tell you this. Shante's cool with, look, kids get hurt. I have twin sons. They both get hurt. But Shante, what you're saying, the way your son was injured and the slurs, that ain't right, right?
Yeah, correct.
It's disgusting.
And not just him. You know, the other teammates on the team were hurt just the same.
And what's happened to our culture? Seriously, what's happened?
I don't know. Especially in sports, when that should be the thing that unites us. That sports are a passion for everyone.
It also scares me about race in America, right? The notion that there are actually people accusing you of playing the race card here, right?
Yes, absolutely.
How could they do
that?
They
were saying all types of stuff. But those are people to the point where they're entitled to their opinion.
initially, it angered me to see that people were okay with my son getting hurt intentionally. They're like, hey, well, it's a game. Whoa, was he supposed to let him score? And you had to be at the game to see it. When a whole town rallies together and wants to call the Whitfield, the PIAA, and et cetera, it's not just a mom or just not a dad or just not a family. You know, the parents are, you know, like, I can speak for our program. Still Valley Airmen, their football program is awesome. The men are learned. They are taught to play with integrity. They are taught to be respectful. You know, this team also, we were coming off a 1-5 season last year. We had a lot to prove, but we did it with integrity and with respect. You know, I seen on the news that somebody from Southside Beaver said that they feared for their lives and that we called them hillbillies. And I said, that's interesting when, again, our team is that first. Why would we have to say the racial slurs? Mm. Let's say that we did say that, and that's what they want to say. Right. We would hurt our brothers. They don't play like that. I also think that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
How's your son, though? How's he doing? How's he doing emotionally and physically?
Physically, he's laying there. Mm. Emotionally, that's the hardest part. He said, he said, you know, him being a captain and senior, he wanted to win it big for the younger guys. That was his exact words to me. He said, Mom, I got a ring. I wanted to win it for the younger guys so they can keep the momentum when we're gone, the seniors are gone. That's what he wanted. He wanted to play the big game at Hershey for the freshmen and for the sophomores and for those that were underneath him, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing. Hey, Shanta, anything you need, I'm serious. You let me know, okay?
Okay.
I completely support where you're coming from, and it makes me sad. Makes me sad. My close friend, a best reporter in this town, Andy Sheehan, joining me. He broke this story. Man, this is unsettling stuff, Andy. When you first heard it, must have shook you up a bit too, right?
Well, it did. I mean, the allegations are very strong, and you know, Steel Valley itself, and spoke with the superintendent. They did an investigation on their own after the Friday night game, and they have sent off their report to the Whitfield board, and they support what Ms. Farms is saying, that there were racial epithets and that there was dirty play involved, and it's very, very disturbing.
And are they trying to verify the allegation, Andy, that this young man was intentionally... They kept twisting his ankle, and they were actually screaming at him, "We got you now."
So what you have now is there's actually three investigations.
Wow.
One, the district, Steel Valley, did its own investigation, and yes, they are looking at that, whether there was targeting, there's rumors of a bounty. You know, I don't know. I've looked at the tape.
Yeah.
It's far away. You can't really see what's going on in the field. I know if you sit in the stands, you know, it's hard to see. But yeah, that's what they're looking at. Southside Beaver has contracted with an outside investigative firm, and they are doing an internal investigation. In fact, I was out there yesterday, and they were at the school, you know, talking to players, coaches, and people who were at the game. So both of Steel Valley has sent their report to Whitfield. Southside Beaver is going to send their report to Whitfield, and then Whitfield's is in the process of conducting their own investigation. So they're going to pull from all these three sources and come up with one report that they'll put before the Whitfield board.
And it's great reporting. It's also very unsettling. Thanks, my man.
Okay, take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.